And I got a whole bunch of stuff I want to get to coming up. Now, I was thinking, man, like so much stuff is going on right now. I took on a coaching position, coaching the Mustangs. Now, the Mustangs have had a terrible, the sport is basketball. They've had a terrible program for the past forever. In the existence of the Mustangs, they've had a terrible basketball program. Not necessarily terrible, but they've never won. The only ever win, juniors have never won. Seniors, the only time they won was in 1993. I don't want to date myself, but way back when I was just starting high school. So they've never won in decades. And I'm now coaching the Mustangs. So another problem with it is it's so far away. It's like a 45-minute drive each night in rush hour traffic to do this. So it's a daunting task of A, getting all the way down there in my old vehicle, which is almost as old as the last time the seniors won the championship. And two, you hear other schools, for example, St. Mary's, which is a high school in the KW region. They have to hold two practices because they're getting so many players that want to play basketball. They hold a grade 10, this is for junior I'm talking. They hold a grade 10 practice and a grade 9 practice separate, make cuts, bring them together, and then do a one unified practice and then make more cuts. That's how many people they get. At Resurrection, another school in the area, I hear that they got over 50 students. They had to have all three courts going with games going nonstop. They had to have multiple coaches in there to see all the players. At the Mustangs, and I don't want to give away where it is, I'll say the Mustangs. Apparently this was the best turnout ever. Last year they had 8 players on the team. This year we had the best turnout ever with 19. 19 players tried out for the junior boys basketball team. 19. Which made cuts slightly awkward. Because you were probably... I hated to do it, but cuts had to be made. There are only at most 13 jerseys, so I had to cut 6 people. Ah, gee. So anyway, I figure having to do all this, it would be nice if, since I'm coaching the Mustangs, if I had a Mustang vehicle to get to and from the venue. If I'm driving all the way in the far end of Cambridge, I should have a nice Mustang so that and I'm not doing this for me, it's for the kids, right? So the kids can have a reliable coach. So I send this message out. I say, who wants to donate the coach of the Mustangs a Mustang? And Parkway Ford, because I've gotten vehicles at Parkway Ford before. Parkway Ford says, you know what? This is not in our area of responsibility. You need to talk to Ridgehill Ford. So I send out Ridgehill Ford a message. And you know what? I'll make my judgment on them as well in the upcoming weeks. To see if I can... if they will donate a Mustang so that these kids, they're just kids, really. What, 13, 14? And they need a reliable coach. They need someone who can get down there, teach them. Studies prove that athletics, if you're involved in athletics, then you do better in school. There's more structure. It'll help you with the structure of the school day as well. So I'm just trying to give these kids a better future. That's all I'm trying to do. And I'm seeing which place will donate a Mustang to the cause. Now, there's tons of people lined up for this, too. I mean, they will become the official sponsor. Whoever decides to jump on this will become the official sponsor of the Mono a Mono show. As well, this stuff, I can't believe how big KW basketball is. And it's getting huge, and I think it has to do with the upcoming drafts and with a possible Canadian. I'm not going to give it a, I'm not going to say it right now because it may not be the number one pick, but I'll just say a possible Canadian being the upcoming number one pick in the NBA draft. We'll see if it happens. Basketball's big in the area. Even I was at another school the other day and they were saying, man, I don't understand why our volleyball players were in the playoffs right now. Our volleyball team is in the playoffs, but the players don't care. They're not showing up for the volleyball practices. They're going to their basketball tryouts instead. Just shows how big right now basketball is in the area. So, anyways, we'll see. I'm going to put out my judgment in the upcoming weeks. I may make this a constant segment, coaching the Mustangs. I gotta see. Hopefully, I think we'll do all right. Like, I'm putting together a bunch of non-basketball players. A lot of teams I know are coming in with a bunch of rep players, and they're building a team on that. I gotta say, I got a lot of non-ballers right now, and hopefully, by the time the season starts, We're gonna be competitive. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. And I will give the Mono Amigos some updates on how the Mustangs are doing. I'm gonna get into a track here. Since we're talking about the Mustangs, I'm gonna go into some Band of Horses. This is Shut In Tourist right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono!